Blog Talk Radio.
When you read, watch the TV, you normally want to fall there. When you listen to the radio, you normally want to fall there. When you have conversation with people, you normally want to fall there. That's where you're moving all the time. And I realized something that just came up for me very clearly is this. Excuses are reasons for failure. No matter how just... them less, they talk about them even fewer than that, and they concentrate on what it is that they want, not what it is that they believe that they want, and they go out there and make it happen. They don't speak excuses into reality. They don't give them power. They put out there publicly what it is that they create. They believe that they're a special person that's going to make it happen. But they know something about themselves. They know that they're not average and ordinary. And they know what separates them from being average and ordinary. They know what separates them from being ordinary. Because ordinary people do what ordinary people ordinarily do. They quit. They quit just before winning. So often we look inside of our lives and we look for the reasons why we can't make it. In fact, we look inside of our life and we create this amazing long list of reasons why we won't make it. And the reason we carry this list around with us, some of us don't realize we're actually carrying it proudly because it becomes like a pass. It becomes like that charity card. It becomes like something that you can pull out at any time when somebody asks you to totally commit. Or when life asks you to totally commit, or when you know that the life that you're looking for, your family, lies on the other side of total commitment and going out there and doing it. In other words, approaching whatever it is that you want to approach with the attitude that I am special, that I deserve to win, that I am going to win, because I know that I'm not going to quit. In other words, they understand that, they expect that, and that's what they go out there and make it happen. I know this. I've noticed that these winners develop a special kind of attitude. They have a winning attitude. They have an inner voice. They have an inner dialogue that's programmed for them to succeed. Instead of taking out that card of excuses, that is already gilded in such a way that no one can challenge them. They sometimes have it on there in such a way they have them organize the hierarchy of these excuses. They have the ones that give them the high moral ground up on top, where no one can challenge them on the challenges that they have in their life, and they pull it out. They either read it to themselves at that point and moment when they want to quit. They can go, oh, of course I can quit. Look at the reasons why I have to not make it. Of course I can go to bed, sleep on these pillow of excuses, and I can feel good about it. But they don't feel good. They just quit. And they get up and they go after it again, and they develop a habit of quitting. Losers develop that habit. Winners develop a habit of winning, which is they understand that they don't quit. So that very list, what have they done with it? They've taken it out, but they've ripped it up. They've shredded that list up. They, for the last time, have declared, I'm never taking this out in public again. Never is this going to be the life that I have. Never is this going to be the future that I'm going to create. Never is this going to come out again. This is going away, and I'm going to replace it with a new card, with a new thought, with a new self-talk, with a new public image, with a new person, with a new future that I'm going to speak into being, and I'm going to do it daily. But they understand that it's something that you work at. They understand that just because you decide to do it once that it's going to become easy. They understand that it's not going to be a piece of cake, but they understand that it's going to be worth it. They don't focus on the effort of it. They focus on what they want to create. So instead of that card, they replace it with a new card. And that new card says, right at the very top, I am special. It writes down all the very reasons why they're going to make it. You know, I am Patty Volz. I know that every day I've got to serve a leader's heart. I can look back into my past and what can I see? I can see that I'm a person that very easily and confidently can work on long hours, can be completely unstoppable, can put other people first. I can see so many great examples of that in the way that I am with my husband, Sarge, in the way that I was with my parents, in the way that I am with my family, in the way that I am with my coworkers, in the way that I am with my family, in the way that I am with my church, in the way that I am with my community, in the way that I am with my grandchildren, in the way that I am. I can take this card out. I can make it long. I can make it strong. I can make it proud. I can make it happen. I know that this is what it's going to be. So I know that I'm not going to quit. I know that I deserve it. I know that I'm a great attitude. I know it's going to be a challenge, but I know it's going to be worth it, and I know I deserve it because I'm going to work at it. I'm going to do it daily. I'm going to put people around my life that support me on it. And guess what? Every one of you can write that same story for you. You just decide to create that list. You decide to create that belief system. You decide to write it down, because for some of you, it might be a fleeting moment. It may take you all that you got just to create that list, just to rip up the old one and create the new one, but just get it down. Every day, look at it. Every day, make it better. Every day, add to it. People that don't support us, limit access to those people. Support that, and you understand that when challenges arise, and they will arise, you'll take it out. And sometimes you'll have to take it out 100 times the day, but very soon it'll be 50, very soon it'll be 20, very soon it'll be 10, very soon it'll be 5, and very soon you will be there. You deserve it. Have a God-filled, gorgeous, beautiful day today. Why? Because you deserve it. You're prepared to work for it, and you're far more powerful than you think. We love everyone.
Jim, I think we had technical difficulties getting this morning started off, and it looks like we played ping pong back and forth trying to make it happen, but I think we got there, buddy.
Well, I think we did. You know, we're here, we're talking, we got it on there, and you know, that's a good thing. It's called perseverance and not letting things get in the way of progress, my friend.
That's exactly what it is, and sometimes we have these glitches, but thank God we're live on the air in a country where we've got freedom of speech, and we can talk about never giving up and moving forward and not letting situations like this keep us off the air.
Amen.
You
know, amen.
I think that's it. I know
you.
Go ahead.
Did you happen to notice the post that I threw up yesterday at Aces Radio Live about the Ten Commandments of Winners?
You know what? I glanced at that as I was going to bed last night. It's setting up on my other computer. I'm getting ready to go over there. I want you to tell folks about that, and we can talk about it.
Well, you know, Sandy Greenberg is the founder of our company, and he shared this with me a couple of years ago, and I stumbled across it last night on some other stuff that I was reviewing, and I felt that it was noteworthy of putting out and reiterating it again, because this originally came out a couple of years ago, these calls, where we talked about this, and, you know, there's a reason why winners are winners. You know, there's two people that I pictured in this article. One of them is Michael Phelps, and the other one is Teddy Roosevelt. And I'm going to start this with, you know, I'm just going to run right down it from top to bottom. The Ten Commandments of Winners. Number one, when a winner makes a mistake, he says, "I was wrong." As compared to when a loser makes a mistake, he says, "It wasn't my fault." That's powerful. Taking responsibility is the first step in the accountability process. Number
Absolutely.
Two, a winner credits good luck for winning, even though it isn't good luck. A loser blames bad luck for losing, even though it wasn't bad luck. Luck is in most people's minds that have been around any kind of competition for any length of time, as when opportunity and preparation arrive simultaneously at the same destination. You don't get lucky without working hard. I remember many years ago, I heard a gentleman say, "It's amazing, the harder I work, the luckier I seem to get." True statement.
Well, it is, Jim. Let's stop there for a second, because it's the same thing. A person that has a scarcity mentality will see it just the opposite. They'll say, "Well, you know, I worked really hard, but I wasn't lucky enough to get that." And they're the same ones that will take their last $5, and instead of buying groceries or instead of buying something, they'll take it and play it on the lottery with the odds being astronomical, just hoping they'll win some little trinket, because the odds are they're not going to win that grand purse. So what you said is 100% accurate, but that person with the scarcity mentality, they don't see luck that way. They think it's just happen chance.
You're absolutely right. You know, which leads us right into the next topic, actually, because a winner works harder than a loser and has more time. A loser always has it. A loser is always too busy to do what's necessary.
Oh, so
you know,
true.
How many times have we talked about the fact that we all get the same 86,400 seconds a day, yet some people just magically, by way of luck, seem to accomplish more than others do?
Yep. Well, and the funny thing is, people can think that they're on the road to success because they're real busy, and when you turn around and you look at it at the end of the day, their busyness had nothing to do with productivity. And winners are always, I don't know a winner yet that isn't in the middle of something when I call them, but they know that, hey, if I take this call, it's probably going to mean that my business is going to grow, or his business is going to grow, or our business is going to grow, because we'll all be able to glean nuggets from each other. And I think that's the key. Busyness is the killer for everything, including the big heart attacks that everybody gets.
Yeah, but you know what? There's an expression that I learned many years ago that the older I've gotten, the more I come to believe it to be true, and that's the fact that if you want something done, give it to a busy person, because busy people get things done.
That's true.
It never ceases to amaze me how some people are just more efficient than others because they are busy.
You know, Jimmy, on this, because we're going to go through all 10 of these, tomorrow let's hit on something. I want to go right down this same, well, tomorrow's Friday. Yeah, we can still do it tomorrow after Feedback Friday. I'm going to go down the different types of leaders, because you just hit on something. Some leaders are busy because they're the operational people that get it done. Other leaders are busy because they're the visionaries that are out there spreading the vision of where the company's going to go, and I want to hit on that tomorrow, so make sure I don't forget that.
All right, partner. I will do my best to remind you.
Let's hit number four.
Hey, number four, a winner goes through a problem. A loser tries to get around it and never pass it.
So true.
You know, there's two ways to look at any obstacle that's placed in front of us. One is as an obstacle that can't be surpassed and is insurmountable. Two is as an opportunity to do something no one's ever done before. Reminds me of the age-old expression, how do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
That's it, my friend. Hey, number five, a winner shows he's sorry, making up for it. A loser says, "I'm sorry," then turns around and does the same thing over again. I'm not even going to dwell on this one, because that one doesn't need any explanation in my mind. Number six, a winner knows what to fight for and what to compromise on. A loser compromises on what he shouldn't and fights for what wasn't worth fighting about. Reminds me of an old expression I heard from my dad many years ago when he said, you're going to encounter people in your life who are going to object to things that you say and do. And what you need to understand in that process is that the ones that mind don't matter, and the ones that matter don't mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, it brings back something, Jimmy, just from military experience. You know, one of the things in the Marine Corps that we learned early on wasn't so important how many battles you won, but what was important was that you won the war. And in keeping that the main focus, we actually won more battles where people would say we should have lost than is even realistically countable. And I think that's the key with what you say here. A true winner understands where to compromise, where to move, where to strategize in order to keep going forward, but they never compromise their values. They never compromise that objective in which they're going for. And you and I, we live this every day in different aspects of our life because of the way we're connected and the businesses that we run. And I think it's so important when somebody's just starting out in network marketing to understand you never want to compromise your values, but you're not out there just to win a battle. You're out there to win the main war, to change your family's life forever.
Well, which brings up a good point to this industry, and that's it's not about the money.
That's right.
If you do the right thing and you take care of people and you make building people your priority, the money will happen on its own. It's merely a matter of time and belief in the process. As the definition of faith says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. Now, there's a lot of power to these things, and I wish I knew who the author was on this video. It came to me as an author unknown, and that's the way I published it.
Mm-hmm.
The next one, number 7. A winner says, I'm good, but not as good as I ought to be. A loser says, I'm not as bad as a lot of other people.
I've heard that over and over.
The difference between these two people is one is comparing himself to the reflection in the mirror and holding the person accountable for their success or failure. The other one is looking for people who are in worse shape than they are to justify their own desire to quit and not pursue their dreams.
You know, you hit something on that, Jimmy. I've got a new friend that's come into my life, and he's about a 67-year-old retired naval pilot. And as we have grown our relationship, he's been looking for a network marketing company, and he's really doing some due diligence. But the other night he called me on the phone, and it was late. It was probably 9:30, 10 o'clock, and he said, Troy, I've finally come to a conclusion. And I said, what's that? And he goes, I can't duplicate who you are, and you've already made such a sacrifice into my life, just giving me information and made no money, that he goes, I've decided that I want to study what you're doing and how you're doing it, and I think I want to be part of your team, whatever that would mean, because we hadn't really talked about companies at all. And that's the key here, Jimmy, that you're just mentioning. You know, when you give to people and you care about the person, in the end, they may not come onto your team, but in the end, I guarantee you the money will start to flow because the integrity and the character in which is shown will show people that's a true servant leader. That's somebody that cares more about the other person than they do about their bottom dollar. And in this business, whether you're a company owner, whether you're a vendor, or whether you're a leader in the field building a team, if it's not about the other person, eventually that mindset and that lack of value will catch up with you, and you will lose. You will not win in the long term. I'm a firm believer in that.
Well, and everything you just said, Troy, you know, ties hand in hand to the next three bullet statements of these Ten Commandments perfectly. Number 8 says, a winner would rather be admired than liked. There's a difference. There's a huge difference there. It's harder to do the right thing than it is to do something that's going to cause people to like you.
Yeah.
Although they would prefer both, the loser would rather be liked than admired, and even is willing to pay the price of mild contempt for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's no price on our integrity.
Nope.
Number 9, a winner respects those who are superior to him and tries to learn something from them. A loser resents those who are superior to him and tries to find chinks in their armor. Man, have we known some people like that over the years.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Lastly, a winner feels responsible for more than his job. A loser says, I only work here.
Oh, that right there. Jimmy, I use that as an interview question. I listen to what people tell me about their job, about what they have to do to take responsibility and earn an income and pay their bills. And when I hear somebody say, well, I only work here, so I'm not worried about that, you know, that's a red flag for me. If somebody calls me on the phone and they're at their job on somebody else's dime who's an entrepreneur trying to make a living, and they say to me, well, you know, I won't get caught. It's okay. Those are red flags that they will not qualify for my team, because if that's how they respect other people, then that's how they're going to respect their own, and it just won't work, because they do not have that value that says, I have to treat other people as I want to treat myself. And I use a verse, I'm going to paraphrase it, it's in Ephesians 5, that says, I don't work for man, I work for God. And that's my paraphrase, but I used to have people ask me all the time when I was at ProStep, Troy, why do you put in so much energy and so much dedication? And I said, man, it's not for the man, it's for the God. It's for living my faith the way I believe my faith should be lived. And when I sign on to the brand, buddy, we're going all out. We're not gonna jeopardize that, because somewhere down the line, I'm going to be in that position. Somebody's going to work for me, and I want them to be dedicated to make sure that the team wins in the long run. So that was good right there, buddy.
Well, you know, in this post that I threw up here last night, I was thinking about, you know, who have been some of the most influential athletes down through time. And I remembered hearing, I don't remember who the original athlete was that I heard say this, or if it was a sports commentator who said, a winner is not made in the arena. They are exposed in the arena only after they've been forged by hours and hours of dedication,
yep,
discipline, determination, sacrifices fueled by a burning desire to succeed. And the most recent person that I can think that really epitomizes that is Bill Phelps. And some people think that, you know, because of his issues with, you know, smoking dope and everything, that, you know, that was after the Olympics. It was something that he did, and, you know, I've got my own feelings on that. I'm not going to try and cloud this issue with that. The other one that comes in is ordinary people.
Yep.
On the other hand, ordinary people do what ordinary people ordinarily do, which is to remain within their comfort zone and do nothing. And that reminds me of this timeless quote from President Theodore Roosevelt, who said, far better is it to dare mighty things, to win glorious triumphs, even though checkered by failure, and to take rank with those poor spirits who neither enjoy nor suffer much because they live in the gray twilight that knows neither victory nor defeat. How can you ever be successful at anything not willing to take a risk, if you're not willing to get up off the couch, put the remote control down, go for your dreams?
You know, that as we're closing out the show, that reminds me of Lance Armstrong, who after 4 years in retirement came back this year, did the tour, and came in third place. That's dedication. 4 years off the circuit, and you come back, and you get on the podium. If you want to win, get in the race, play hard, do it right, support your team, and the sky's the limit. Folks, we'll see you back here tomorrow morning for open mic at our Feedback Friday. Have a fantastic day. Bye, guys.
God bless everybody. Have a great day.